Marta is a Spanish girl. She's going to Freiburg, Germany, in order to visit her friend, Jack, who is doing her Erasmus in that city, but she arrived 30 minutes earlier. The trip was very stressful for Marta. She had to take too many buses, one train, and one plane, and, in addition, she has not slept in all night. When she arrives to Freiburg, Jack cannot go to get her because she has got classes in the university. So she is alone in a city that she doesn't know.
I don't know where I can go. Neither where is Jack, Jack's flat, or the tram that I have to take. My phone is off and Jack is in class. I'm scared of asking someone because I don't know German and my English is not so good. What I can do?
Hey, brauchen Sie Hilfe?
Lo que faltaba.
Sorry, I cannot speak in Deutsch, only English.
Ah, where are you from?
Spain.
Oh, me too. Great coincidence. What are you doing here?
I am here to visit a friend who is studying in Freiburg, but now he's in the university and I can't call him. I don't know where I'm either, where I have to go.
Don't worry. If you know his mobile phone, you can call him with my telephone.
Thank you. I also know what is the name of his resident. It is Studency Blanc, Sea Park. Do you know that?
Yes, it is very famous here. You only have to take the line 1 of the tram and get off in Bischofkreuz and then turn right. Take my phone number. Call me when you are with your friend, if you need something or if you want to meet someday.
Okay, thank you so much. By the way, I am Marta.
Nice to meet you, Marta. I am Bear.
Marta arrives to Jack's residence and she waits until his arrival. Half an hour later, Jack arrives. Marta, why are you doing here so early? I thought that you would be here in 1 hour more or less. What happened?
Hi, the flight was so fast and I could take the first bus to Freiburg.
Ah, okay. But why didn't you tell me that you would be here early? How did you arrive here?
Oh, my phone was off when I arrived here, but I was lucky and I met a girl who helps me to arrive here. Since Hamburg, she was very nice and polite.
Girl? What girl?
Her name is Bea. It's Spanish too, and I have her number if I need something.
Ooh, did you flirt in barely 30 minutes?
Don't be silly. She just helped me.
I know. Just kidding. If you want, we can call her to meet tonight and we can invite her to dinner to return back the favor.
Yes, it could be fantastic.
Come on, Marta. You should be tired for the trip. Let's take a nap.
Nap? What is that?
It's siesta in English. Stupid thing. Siesta is siesta. After the nap, when Marta and Jack recover, they take a shower and call Bea in order to meet with her for dinner.
Hola, are you Bea?
Yes, who's there?
I'm Marta, the girl who you helped today in Hambachhof. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, how are you? Are you already with...
Yes, I am already with him. I just called you to say thank you for your help and my friend and I want to invite you to dinner.
Oh, thank you, but it's not necessary.
We insist. My friend is going to talk with you and you meet.
Okay.
Hi, Bea. Nice to meet you. Marta told me about your help. Thanks for that. So, where do you want to meet?
Hi, Jack. Nice to meet you too. We could meet in Unicafé. What do you think?
Unicafé? This is near to Beltosbrunnen, isn't it?
Yes, we could meet there at 9.
Yeah, perfect. See you at 9. Tschüss. Hurrying up, Jack and Marta go to the bar. There, Marta could see Bea waiting in the door of the restaurant.
Hello, Marta. Good to see you again. Nice to meet you, Jack.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Hi, Bea. Nice to meet you. Should we take a seat?
Yes, go there.
Guten Abend. Was möchten Sie?
Jack and Martha look at each other. They don't know what she said.
Ja, ich möchte einen Käseburger.
Bea whispers them what they have to say in German.
Ich möchte einen Flammkuchen mit Käse und Pilzen.
Mit Käse und
Pilzen. Ich will einen Hamburger
ohne Gurken.
Okay.
Danke.
Okay.